It's after a deal in which Israel agreed to free 150 Palestinian prisoners over 4 days in return for 50 hostages in total. Ilon Levy, a spokesperson for the Israeli government, says no information has been released about those taken by Hamas on October the 7th.
We know nothing about their physical condition. We know nothing about their emotional condition, their psychological condition, and they know nothing about what happened to their families. They still do not know the extent of the atrocities of October 7th.
Thailand's Prime Minister says 12 Thai nationals taken hostage by Hamas have been released. Former Paralympic champion Oscar Pistorius is being released from jail almost 11 years after he shot dead his girlfriend on Valentine's Day. The 37-year-old will be freed in early January. Ireland's Prime Minister has said it's now safe for people to return to Dublin city centre after overnight rioting. 34 people have been arrested after violence triggered by the stabbings of 3 young children. A 22-year-old man's been detained after women were followed in southwest London and an Uber driver was stabbed. He's being held on suspicion of committing grievous bodily harm and having an offensive weapon. Everton manager Sean Dyche says the club's in shock over the 10-point deduction imposed by the Premier League. They're in process of appealing the sanction given to them for breaching financial rules. The Merseysiders have dropped into the relegation places. Dyche says the punishment seems harsh.
I don't know every inch of what went on in the past. I don't know every inch of the commission and why they've come out what they've come out with. But I certainly believe in what, you know, the club put forward. The fact that it's disproportionate feels like it's unjust. And I think there's plenty of voices out there who feel the same.
And Paris Hilton's revealed she's become a mother for the second time. She's shared a photo of a tiny pink outfit with the name London on it on Instagram. And that's the latest. I'm Imante Falkenstein.
Thanks, Imante.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, a few patches of cloud will be edging in from the east at times for the rest of daylight anyway. Fresh northerly, westerly winds, and tonight will be very dry and clear, with winds easing a little away to become gentle or light. It will be cold with a risk of widespread frost, with highs of 7 and overnight lows of a very chilly -1.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Friday here on Drive. Huge thank you to Patrick for a brilliant 1-3, as always, on a Friday. I'm not sure if we can have a little chat with him in a minute. We might do. I'll find out soon. But we've got an afternoon filled with great music, as always, from all the decades. And it was Doctor Who Day yesterday, and it's the 60th anniversary. Now, I don't know if you were listening out yesterday, because if you were, then I was putting in some tenuous links to Doctor Who. I'm going to be doing the same today, so listen out for these tracks. But first, let's kick it off with Pharrell Williams, because I'm happy it's Friday. Hope you are as well.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
And I'm happy because, yes, Patrick Sherwin can still hang about and have a little chat. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing all right, thank you very much.
Yeah, always listen to your show on the way in.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. Yes, I caught a little bit of it. He was a busy boy today, weren't you?
Absolutely. Well, Lottie and Jacob were fantastic.
Oh.
Jacob, just seven. Lottie, well, he's a year three, and Lottie is a year six at the junior school, so she's 10 or 11, probably 10. And they were just great, talking about being dementia friends, and head teacher Neil Taggart was here as well, and they were talking about what they do in school to learn about dementia, what kind of things are happening, and then little visits that they've been on to various clubs and seen things, and then members of their family that have also that they've met and spoken with and you'd look after with dementia. And I said to them, what's the big message that there should be out there? And little Jacob sat there and said, don't make them feel silly. Because people just forget and they ask the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And he said, and they don't really know that they've done it, and just don't make them feel silly.
So he was aware at that age.
Absolutely, seven years of age.
Because he'd been taught well as well.
Absolutely.
And interacting with people with dementia as well.
The head teacher was kind of like saying, you know, that they take the children from the school to these various activities where there are people with dementia. And of course, the people themselves never get to interact with children probably.
So
all good but exhausting. It was busy in here. It was busy, but it was great stuff.
Yeah. Thank goodness you only do it for once a week
for 2 hours. Absolutely. 15 hours a week like you, I'd be out flat.
You'd have all the coffees lined up.
That's something or other lined up.
Oh, no, it's so nice because, like, obviously, with dementia, a lot of people still are kind of afraid to talk about it.
Absolutely.
As well. So teaching it in schools. Wonderful.
Yeah. We have, there's a wonderful thing that we do annually in Chelmsford Cathedral whereby. I don't know how they get the advertising out. I assume it's through the Dementia Society. But they bring people from all care homes, all different care homes, where they've got dementia, their carers. And also there's individual people turn up with their carers as well. And then it's wonderfully organised. They all sing songs. And at this particular event as well, we had children from Gallywood School who gave a presentation about it. And yes, and there's when they sing the songs, I mean that there's a properly organised band there to be playing the songs for them. Big screen with all the with the lyrics up and everything. And some people would cringe at the thought of it. It's an absolutely wonderfully joyful afternoon, and each one of the songs, somebody who's actually a dementia sufferer introduces the song and why they want it.
It's just a great afternoon. Especially because music does cut through. Mum's got dementia, currently in a home at the moment. And it's only when they have sort of singers like Elvis and that Mum, it feels like
back.
It's herself again. Yeah. I might get a bit emotional, so I'm going to play. Do you know what I said to you? It's going to be roulette today. I'm going to play the very next song that I've not even looked at.
You've never even heard
this. I normally line them all up.
You choose them.
I'm very, very professional. I am. And so here we go. So I've lined up, never played it before.
You've never
heard it either, Patrick.
I'm not sure if I've ever heard it or
Pet Shop Boys featuring Years and Years. Dreamland.
No, I don't think I've ever heard that either.
Let's go for it then.
Okay.
Here we go. I hope it's good. Oh, goodness.
I hope so.
I feel wrong.
I'm sure it will be.
Oh, I don't know about the intro. Do you... what do you reckon?
Well, I don't know. It's Pet Shop Boys. It'll click. It'll be off.
We can have a dance. Here we go.
We can have a dance.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hotandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
It wasn't a bad song, that one. I might do that again in a couple of weeks for you. Let's take another one from our A-list. And, of course, I love hearing from you. You can get hold of me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Just put Drive, so I know it's for me. Or at Joe Bailey Music on my Facebook and Instagram. Or Joe Bailey Music 1 for Twitter as well, if you fancy. But this is Duran Duran and Black Moonlight. Patrick's on his way out. Bye, Patrick. Be careful on the way home, Patrick.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. Riding on the
never getting bored of that one. Duran Duran, Black Moonlight, one from our A-list on one of their new singles. Now, born on this day in 1957 was Chris Hayes, guitarist from Huey Lewis and the News, and this is their 1985 number 11 track, Power of Love. From a famous movie as well. Can you remember what one it was? In the News, The Power of Love. If it's your birthday as well, I hope you are having a brilliant one and going to make it last the whole weekend. It's your prerogative, it's your right. If it's your birthday on a Friday or a Monday or even a Thursday, but if you're Wednesday and you're that way inclined, well, whatever. Right, coming up in a second, we do have the travel. And don't forget, you've got to listen out throughout the whole of yesterday and today for all tenuous links towards Doctor Who, because it's the 60th anniversary and it was Doctor Who Day yesterday.
I watch as my world's going up in flames. Through the black smoke, I can see your face. Embers they rain as the walls come down. Where do we go when the lights go out? Just to watch me on my knees, my heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me. Burn. What would you do if you lost control? You feel if your dreams are sold, with both your hands tied in your taped up mouth.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, the M11 northbound has one lane closed between Junction 5 is Loughton and Junction 6 M25. Due to an accident, congestion is now back to Junction 4, so be careful if you're heading that way. Long delays on the M25 anti-clockwise before the Dartford tunnels. Congestion, you're looking at around 30 to 35 minutes travelling time there to get back over into Essex. Now, M11 southbound, slow traffic between Junction 7A and Junction 6. And A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Cobbleshaw and A12. Slow traffic heading away from Braintree Village as well, that shopping centre, towards the A120. And A120 eastbound, slow traffic approaching Gallows Corner there. Braintree, A120, slow southbound. This is from Galleys A131 at Mark's Tay Roundabout to Galleys Roundabout. Chelmsford Parkway East, slow moving traffic between Rainsford Lane and Victoria South. Slow moving traffic on Bellow Bypass towards the Army and Navy Roundabout. Also, slow moving traffic on Bellow Road towards the Army and Navy Roundabout. And in Colchester, slow traffic on Brook Street in both directions between East Hill and the A134. A bit more close to home as well, Romford delays due to traffic light failure and restrictions on the A12 both ways at A125 North Street. And heading up to Wilson's Corner, the Ongar Road is really, really chucker along there. You're looking at about a 10-minute delay at least there. Now, on the rail again, every day this week, it's not let us down, but the Tube, as always, severe delays on the central line between Hainault and Woodford, and minor delays on the rest of the line due to a shortage of trains. But tickets are being accepted on local bus routes. Minor delays on the Jubilee line due to a shortage of train. Underground station closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. Normal service, though, has resumed on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Axbridge, but trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line westbound at South Ealing. And finally, minor delays on the Elizabeth line between Reading and Hayes and Harlington, all due to a track fall at Twyford. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour.
Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
You saw the plan.
That was the Water Boys. Hole of the Moon. Now, we have got a home and away, as we normally do this time on a Friday afternoon, unless we've got guests, obviously. Home and Away, if you're listening for the first time, is two tracks that were number one in different countries. Obviously, the home one is for the UK, and the away was just over the other side of the pond in America. All I want you to do is guess the year. Now, the first one is from Wham. It's the third number one in the UK, this is. And within 6 months, this is a big clue, of this being released, they announced then that they'd split up. Oh. It's a beautiful duo as well, for the one that was in America, coming up next.
Coming good.
Leaving so soon, and that you miss me sometimes when you're alone in your room. Do I feel lonely too?
Voices blended so well together there. Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin with Separate Lives was number one on this day, with Wham, I'm Your Man, that was number one in the UK. And of course, Separate Lives was made for the motion picture, wasn't it? The White Knights as well. I'm going to put you out of your misery now. It was 1985. Did you get it right? I know a couple of you did. Right, now coming up next, we've got Franz Ferdinand with Take Me Out. And again, I'm not going out again tonight. What's going on? Remember, I used to go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We'll be right back.
We've got a short break in a second, and we are coming back with a brilliant track from 1976. It's one that everybody sings along to. But before then, let's have the first listen to the Guess the Intro, shall we?
Guess the Intro.
Magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back! At the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Spread the word around.
listening to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Yeah, that's Saturday. Morning, often listen in as well on a Saturday to the breakfast show. Right, now, should we have a look at an event that's close by? It is happening tomorrow. It's a Christmas bazaar, actually, on the road in Brentwood. Stalls, refreshments, cakes, chocolate, always a seller for me. A bottle tombola. I wonder, I don't know what that is. Well, I know what that is. I might have to go along and have a look. Toys and books, toiletries, raffle, you meet Santa, you've got bacon rolls, homemade soup as well as being served, and so much more. That's from 10:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon. Admission is 50p. Wow. And the event is in aid of church funds, so you know where all the money's going there as well. So that's a wonderful thing. That's tomorrow, right here in Brentwood on the Onger Road. It's a Christmas bazaar. St George's Church starts at 10:30 a.m. and finishes at 1:30, and admission is 50p. And if you do need more details, even though I thought I gave you them all to you, but you can always look at more. You can go to phoenixfm.com and then go to the events page and you will see it there. Now, we've got a track coming up from Simply Red.
You never know how much you hurt me. Stay, can't you see?
Simply Red. Love that track. And now after four, we'll be hearing from Xanthi with her greatest pick just for you in that hour. We've also got a fab back on this day at Top 40. We've got also got some surprising facts about online dating and loads more. But taking us up to the top of the other hour, I will be giving you another sneak peek at today's Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.